You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Skylar Butenshin. It's Wednesday, May 21st. Oregon's special election was last night. Preliminary unofficial results were released starting at 8 p.m. Those results were last updated early this morning. KMUN covers three counties in Oregon. We're going to start today with races in Clatsop County, where an unusually high number of candidates turned out for a school board race. A total of 15 candidates ran for open seats on the Warrenton-Hammond School District Board this election. The school district saw leadership upheaval earlier this year after Mindy Little, the principal of the district's alternative school, was dismissed following investigations into alleged misconduct. Superintendent Tom Rogozinski resigned soon after. Little has denied the allegations and ran as a candidate for the position 7 seat on the school district's Board of Education. According to preliminary results, she trails Adam Murray and Jared Warner. Warner, an electrician who has 3 children in the Warrenton-Hammond School District, is ahead of Murray by less than 40 votes. Murray is a service technician with P&L Johnson. In the position 6 race, where 4 people are running, Crystal Green leads over Matt Ahern with 36% of the vote. In the position 4 race, Neil Bond, the only incumbent, is well ahead of his 3 challengers, including Mandy Simonson, who is facing a lawsuit brought against her by a former teacher in the school district. In the position 3 race, Crystal Pike, a licensed stylist and nail technician, is well ahead of her 2 challengers with 56% of the vote. Turning now to the Clatsop Community College Board of Education race, incumbent Mitra Vazin was in the lead for the Zone 2 board seat with around 54% of the votes. Her challenger was newcomer Morgan Bates, a student at the college. Sheila Rowley and Alicia Fluckinger were running unopposed for their respective seats. In the Astoria School District, the only contested race for a spot on the school board was for the position 4 seat. The 4 candidates in that race are still pretty close, but Tyler Linkstead, the recreation manager for the City of Astoria's Parks and Recreation Department, appears to have the lead with 31% of the vote. He is trailed most closely by Carl Helberg, a private investigator, who has 24% of the vote. Challengers Susan Prettyman Hartel, deputy director at the Harbor, and small business owner Holly Marsh trail behind him. In the Napa School District, the only contested seat on the school board is the position 4 seat. Incumbent Krista Jasper holds a 1-vote lead over Hannah Bryan. In contested races for seats on the Seaside School District Board, Chuck Maddox is well ahead of Trissa Como. Jason Hagg seems poised to win over challenger Alex Harney. Seats on the Port of Astoria Commission were also up for grabs. For the position 1 seat, incumbent James Campbell is neck and neck with former Astoria City Councilor Tom Brownson. Campbell is holding a narrow lead with just over 50% of the vote. For position 2, incumbent Dirk Rohn has more than 60% of the vote, while challenger Thomas Jenkins trails with nearly 39%. In the position 5 race, pilot Thaddeus Fickle has landed 62% of the vote. Rob Seitz, a commercial fisherman and owner of the restaurant South Bay Wild, trails with around 37% of the vote. A 5-year local tax levy to fund operations at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds appears to be passing easily with nearly 68% of the vote. We'll be catching up on other races in Columbia and Tillamook counties throughout this week, as well as taking an additional look at measures in Clatsop County. To see preliminary results for yourself, go to results.oregonvotes.gov.
Thousands of Venezuelans around the U.S. now face possible deportation, including hundreds in the inland Northwest. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday the Trump administration could end temporary protected status, or TPS, for Venezuelans. The Department of Homeland Security now says it will not renew TPS for the roughly 350,000 Venezuelans who were granted protections in 2023. Patricia Castaneda is the executive director of the refugee assistance nonprofit Manzanita House in Spokane.
Since the parole program started, there are more than 350 Venezuelans in town. So this will affect many Venezuelans.
According to the Federal Register, Venezuelans with TPS fall into two groups: those who were in the U.S. in 2021 when former President Biden issued TPS for Venezuelans, and those who applied during the extension in 2023. The 2021 TPS designation is set to expire in September. If the Trump administration decides to let it end, another estimated 243,000 people will lose their deportation protections. Governor Tina Kotek now says she supports withholding some of Oregon's expected kicker tax refund next year. Dirk Vanderhart reports.
Kotek told reporters Monday that holding back a piece of the expected $1.6 billion rebate could be vital to ensuring Oregon can fight and prevent wildfires.
If you take $1 billion and dedicate to suppression and mitigation, that would be very helpful for the state.
The kicker is triggered when personal income taxes come in at least 2% higher than lawmakers budgeted for. When that happens, taxpayers are refunded the excess money. But under proposal favored by some Democrats, the legislature could cancel the payment and instead create a new fund to pay wildfire costs. That fund would theoretically generate more than $100 million in interest each budget cycle. Kotek is not suggesting pulling back the entire kicker. Her office said she would support withholding refunds that go to high-income Oregonians. The idea faces some political headwinds. Two-thirds of lawmakers in each chamber would have to approve any plan to suspend the kicker, something that hasn't happened in decades. I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
A $1 million grant from the National Science Foundation will help Washington State University researchers plan for power outages related to wildfires. The WSU researchers say they hope to better understand the connection between wildfires and the power grid. The researchers plan to develop a wildfire simulator and a tool that predicts power outages. They hope to predict risks to the power grid during different types of fires, like forest fires, fires near rural communities, or those in urban areas. During the five-year study, collaborative groups will talk about what local communities need. Those participants include utility companies, ratepayers, and energy organizations. The researchers say solutions to outages could include buried power lines, microgrids, or better upkeep of plant life near power infrastructure. Aberdeen's Grays Harbor College is seeking public feedback as it hopes to better utilize its Ilwaco campus, the Columbia Education Center. The college will hold an open house meeting next week to hear what kind of classes and services the community would like to see the center offer. Dean of Workforce Education at Grays Harbor College, Kathy LeCompte, says the COVID-19 pandemic caused disruptions at the Ilwaco location, and now the college is looking to reestablish its presence in South Pacific County. LeCompte oversees the college's continuing and community education program, which offers non-credit courses and seminars related to lifestyle, leisure, and other interests. The open house will be held at the Columbia Education Center at the Port of Ilwaco next Wednesday, May 28th. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Today's weather in the lower Columbia River region, partly sunny with highs around 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-40s.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.